This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to all of our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, the ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers. Don't forget the U.S. Coast Guard and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, including our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us from California IA out there, where they got 167 ships now off the coastline there. Oh, off Los Angeles. Oh, my goodness. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. Yeah, I don't know if it's a Guinness Book of Records yet, but it probably really is going to be.
Well, the ships just keep on coming because they can't unload them fast enough.
Right.
All right, let's say the pledge, and then we'll get into all that. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, a great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we'll talk about the port for a second, because here's the deal. They've had upwards to two dozen more ships show up in one day, and they're out there with all the other ones. Now, according to the numbers I got in front of me, there's 167 ships off the coast and in the port waiting to be unloaded. Now, they can't just unload a container ship in 5 minutes, right?
No, no way.
So how long does it take? Do you know?
Well, I think it depends on the number of containers, but it's not something that I think it takes days to do it.
Yeah, I was going to say days, anywhere from 3 to 5 days, depending on the amount of containers on the ship, because can they grab a whole row of, say, 15 high at one time and just pick them up and set them down?
Nope, they pick them off one at a time, I believe.
Two.
Yeah.
Two. They haven't got the cranes big enough to do anything bigger than that. And it's a shame, because there's a lot of different things that could be done. But then again, I don't think I'd want to be picking up 15 of those containers stacked on top of each other and trying to drop them down somewhere. It'd be like trying to put a needle through an eyelet, right?
Right, exactly.
Because if you hit them a little bit too hard when you drop them, you'd knock every one of them over.
That's very true. And damage, obviously, whatever's in there. Well, one of the things that we're seeing now, Captain, Point Wainini is maybe able to take some cargo ships, and so we understand that some niche shipping lines have already tried to divert some of their traffic there. That's filed under the Every Little Bit Helps, I suppose. But overall, though, it's going to take a very long time to get these different cargo ships processed in one way or another.
And I saw Savannah, the port of Savannah, where they could probably line up about 8 or 10 container ships, provided they had the manpower to do so. They have the room with the cranes and whatnot there on the dock. They had one container ship at the dock and another one coming in. And it's been reported there's at least a dozen ships offshore right now waiting.
Yes, exactly.
So, I mean, come on.
That's right. And now that our own governor is getting into the mix, Governor Newsom is telling other ports to start looking for off-site storage, or distribution facilities, essentially. But the storage of these containers, even once they get unloaded, they're putting them in neighborhoods nearby.
Yeah.
This is a big deal.
Yeah. One of them fell over and landed on a car.
It did.
All right. Well, the political money race is on, Kyle. The RNC edged out the DNC in the latest fundraising reports, but that could change at any time.
Well, of course it could, and obviously they're capitalizing on the constant debacles by the Biden administration. I think it is translating into more donations and political money calls, but really the proof's going to be in the pudding as we get closer and closer to 2022.
Yeah, by the way, our governor down here in Florida, Ron DeSantis, tweeted, "Don't tread on Florida." And by the way, we have a new flag. Have you seen the flag?
What was that?
Don't tread on Florida.
Okay, right.
It's an alligator. Laying there with his mouth wide open, and that's it. Don't tread on Florida.
Well, that's a new twist, obviously, on the revolutionary flag. That's right.
Yeah.
Don't tread on me with the snake. And but again, it's interesting, Captain, that so much pressure is coming on to Florida, but Florida's had so much successes, especially through COVID.
That's because of our governor.
Well, that's right. So it's going to be no surprise to continue to see the federal government or the president himself continue to say things about it.
And he's called for a special session of our state legislature down here to ban the runaway counties and cities. There's a few of them, not very many. We have 67 counties, and I think three or four of them have a jab mandate. Well, that's what they're calling it, a jab mandate for the shots. And he's going to have a special legislative session to outlaw it, period, in the state of Florida.
Right.
Nothing mandatory when it comes to the mandates.
Right, yeah. And so be interesting to see how it plays out. The Biden administration has approached this all wrong, completely wrong.
Of course, look at the polls.
That's right. And they're making people dig into positions because they've dug into a position.
Now, before we go to break, and caller, hang on, you'll be the first one up after the break. Before we go to break, Alec Baldwin, for God's sakes, with a studio gun, shot and killed his director. Wow. Isn't that something? All right, hold that thought, Kyle, and caller, we'll be right with you when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
You're darn gone right, let's do it, and I really appreciate Frank for doing that for us. We thank him very much, and well, this portion of the program, of course, brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com. Go over there to the website, MyPillow.com. Take a look at all the things that he's got there. And the promo code, because he's going to ask you for a promo code to get those low prices, is Captain. That's it, Captain. And you'll also see a link on the page, Radio Listener Specials. You can click on that link, and you'll find even more prices on more items, even lower than what you saw on the home page. Now, again, promo code is Captain. Telephone number, if you want to call them and place your order that way or ask a question, is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, and the phone number, 800-641-5459. Okay, first back to Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now we got a caller. We're going to take the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Matt, this is Dave, down in Venezuela, Florida.
What's up?
Did you get my latest email with Kamala Harris?
No, I have not seen anything from you in about a week. What's up?
Well, Kamala Harris said that she wants to cut the veterans' benefits, and veterans shouldn't be getting welfare money. And then she said she wants the VAs to be shut down, and the veterans should pay for their own, should go on a private insurance program. I flipped when I heard that. So, you know, and the other thing I want to tell you about was Costco. You know who owns controlling interest in Costco?
Probably China.
That's right. They do. They own Los Angeles. They own Seattle, the port of Miami. So, you know, they're and I think that's where the problem is. I think the Democrats and the Chinese are playing games with the shipping, holding up their shipping. You know, so
it's another way to screw the company up. Or
that's
country,
it, really. Right there.
All right.
Well, listen, I'm glad to hear from you again, and I'll be on regular again.
All right, thank you.
You have a good night.
Thank you. Take care. All right, and that was Dave down there in Venice. Remember him, Kyle?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, guess what? We have another treat for you, because here we go. I'm going to surprise him. We got 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. China, you understand what China has done? China has bought off our politicians from the 60s on, even maybe before that. Took all our manufacturing, okay? Your company, Xerox, name a company. Apple, name a company. Timberland, okay? They all make their stuff in China for the
MyPillow.com, there's your company.
There you go. Praise God. Made in the USA. I got two MyPillows on my bed right now. Hallelujah. Okay? Because the guy's a patriot. The guy may be a pillow guy. He's got more guts than all the rest of the senators, Republicans in the House or the Senate. Okay? Lindell. God bless Lindell. Guy did crack for 14 years and got off crack because he got saved by Jesus Christ and then came out here and standing up for the country with more guts and more glory than anybody besides me, the captain, or Donald Trump for DeSantis, okay? He's right behind us. Other than that, everybody else sit down. Jen Psaki, sit down, okay? Okay? I'd like to thank all the communist socialist Muslims who are here today, owned by China, in the press briefing here. By the way, do you see that our president, Joe Biden, who's not our president, is a disaster? Did you watch the CNN town hall was set up by the communist? No, I didn't watch that, okay? Because it's all a set up. The guy can't take any questions. The guy doesn't do any. The guy's a disaster. Look, have you looked at your gas prices? I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. How is anybody in Virginia going to vote for Democrat? You can't. How is any woman, man, anybody going to vote for him? The only way the Democrats can win is they cheat. Okay, that's it. Other than that, they can't win, and not one person. I'm glad to see in our stadiums that everyone stands up and says, Biden sucks, okay? I'm glad to hear it, because everybody knows the guy sucks. He didn't win anything, and he's a disaster. Stand up for our cops. Stand up for our Lord and say, well, you preachers, get off the bench. Okay, no one can hear your sermon on Sunday because you're not saying anything about the country. Okay, that's why people don't want to go to church. Right? Donald Trump brought you preachers into the White House. Here you are, not one word out of you, not one word out of you.
Okay.
You're a disgrace to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're a disgrace to America. You're worse than the Democrats, all the fake Republicans. Okay, stand up for our country. Stand up for our cops. Let's get to work.
Thank you, Todd. Okay, and well, some pretty good points in there, Kyle.
Well, yeah, Todd's very passionate again.
If he thinks that that group of pastors that was there with Donald Trump is going to go into the White House to try to work with Joe Biden, that's not going to happen.
Well, Joe Biden has demonstrated so much that he's very antithetical, I think, to a lot of the values of the church or the people that attend church,
yeah,
for one thing.
But on the other hand, I can tell you that those same pastors are working very hard right now behind the scenes to see to it that Joe Biden is not reelected when he decides or doesn't decide or whoever to run for reelection. And they're very busy right now in their efforts to get people registered and to turn things around in 2022. And I believe it's going to happen.
Well, again, and we're seeing what Joe Biden's like. We're seeing what Joe Biden administration is like. And to give a scriptural quote, by the, you'll know the tree by what kind of fruit it has. And we see exactly what Joe Biden, kind of fruit he's born.
Now, the liberal networks have been failing to cover anything detrimental about Terry McAuliffe and his media breakdown with that reporter. Not one word.
Well, that reporter did a great job. His name escapes me at this moment, but we should probably find out and give him a shout out. He did a great job in terms of interviewing Terry McAuliffe, and stood his ground when Terry McAuliffe got up and evidently forgot the mic is still on and said what he said in such a mean-spirited way. But yeah, and again, because you see, Captain, that race is so close now. I think they're really scared that McAuliffe is going to get beaten.
Yeah, now Little Dr. Fauci has been caught with his hands in the ringer here for lying, him and the NIH director, about the COVID-19 Wuhan lab stuff. And they've caught him red-handed now. And again, Steve Scalise says the GOP memo on the closed door, Dr. Burke's testimony confirms that the world was misled on COVID by the NIH, by the Chinese, by little Dr. Fauci and others.
Yes, well, yeah, that's what he's talking about. And I think went on to say that Biden and Democrats, they politicized COVID from the start. They didn't want to acknowledge, essentially, that it originated in China. That's where it looks like it originated from.
In that lab.
Exactly. We also know more now about, of course, this gain-of-function research that was going on there.
Yep.
And so, and a lot of this was talked about and brought out early on in one form or another. But of course, it was all put down because no, that's a wrong narrative.
Mm-hmm. Now, wait till you hear this. Biden says we will take literally millions of automobiles off the road as he referred to his new Green Deal energy policy. Really? That's what the price of gasoline's all about right now.
Well, of course. Of course.
Because he came out and said, yesterday, well, this is going to encourage electric cars to be made. Yeah, right. Where are you going to plug in your electric car at?
Well, that's right.
What's it going to do your home power bill?
Well, that's exactly right.
It ain't free.
No, it's not. And even in my own experience here in Southern California, Captain, we can't all turn our air conditioners on at the same time without the power going down. The wind can start blowing and the power will go down.
Yeah. And I found something out yesterday that's very interesting. You know how we've gone away with the $600 reporting to the IRS and is up to $10,000?
Right.
That's the total. That's still accurate. That means if you put $800 a month in the bank and you move it around somehow, you are going to have your bank reporting to the IRS what it is you're doing, because that's about $850 a month thereabouts. That's rounding it off on the top of my head. $10,000. Per year. That's an annual thing now instead of $600 per transaction.
Right. Well, again, the backlash on this has been so bad it's going to be really interesting to see if they're going to be able to continue to sell this idea somehow.
Yeah, but what they did was they raised the number to make it sound like it's something totally different, and they're still going to do the reporting.
Well, of course. Of course. And of course, what they're doing, they're catching the people. I think if I remember what Jen Psaki said, something about the wealthy who aren't paying their fair share of taxes. Mm-hmm. Well, how does she know that?
Yeah. And finally, Kyle, the Federal Trade Commission has warned of an increase in romance scams, especially targeting older adults.
That's right. So you have to be very careful.
People send me your money. I send you child bride or whatever it is, you know, that stuff from overseas. I see it almost all the time.
That's right.
All right. You take care, and we'll be right back, folks, for more the Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming. Well, no, it's not coming up this time. We got more to go here, but the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, we're going to have some real interesting music when we get around with caller. Hang on. We'll be right back to you, too. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has voted to hold former President Trump's White House aide Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the January 6th committee.
On this vote, the yeas are 229. The nays are 202. The resolution is adopted.
The Justice Department has received a referral. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The Department of Justice will do what it always does in such circumstances. It will apply the facts and the law and make a decision consistent with the principles of prosecution.
The FBI has identified human remains found at a Florida nature preserve as those of Brian Laundry, who is a person of interest in the death of his girlfriend, Gabby Petito. The backpack and a notebook, which were found near his remains, were discovered on Wednesday. He disappeared on September 14th, 2 weeks after he returned to his parents' home. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. And partner up with an experienced GC.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters. It's my pal, Mark, up there just north of Atlanta, Georgia. And hello to everybody on AM 920, The Answer in Atlanta tonight. Hope you all doing fine up there. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and their great website, geico.com, is where you can go to find out how you can save money, too, because Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office or the website can help you find coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can do all that, too. And where you save the money is when you bundle all of that with your homeowners or your renter's insurance or your condo insurance. That's when you save a bunch of money, and that's when things really get serious. So check them out. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. You can find out where your local agent is, amongst other things, or you can do it all right there on the website. Okay, let's go to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics first. And Kyle, you did a fact check on what Dave said down there in Venice, and I'm glad you did, because I really didn't think that that was even humanly possible to bring that stuff up, and you found something out very interesting. Go for it.
Yes, that's right, Captain. It looks like even back earlier in the year, back in February, Reuters did a fact check of their own regarding a quote purportedly from Vice President Kamala Harris circulating that suddenly they were going to veterans need to go get a job, and that they want to be shuttering the VA, and and this kind of thing. And so they did a fact check about it, and it turns out that they've no evidence at all that the vice president ever said anything like that.
Nope.
And so I thought this was important, and we thought it was important just to make that correction. Unfortunately, you know, as we talked about before, Captain, there's a lot of stuff out there, and evidently this quote evidently actually did originate. It was like a satire website or something.
Right.
And so that's, but then it gets a life of its own, and then it gets re-reported and people post it, and then suddenly it looks like it's real, but it's not real.
Yeah, and I had a feeling that was the case when I heard the discussion. Okay, let's go to the telephone line, and we've got our Canadian friend Mike. Mr. Mike, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I kickbox here with Jim Graydon, a former world champ, and I do it in Michigan with a gal who's an expediter, and she's getting containers out of Toronto through either Halifax or Vancouver, and she's getting them coming through there because they don't have the jam up. But they don't, keep in mind, they don't have the capacity that the U.S. has. But they still, they've got enough surplus that they're getting extra stuff coming in. And it's getting into the, Michigan that way.
Mm-hmm. And I know that the Canadian ports are a little bit easier to get into than are the U.S. ports. Because, again, the ships that come down the St. Lawrence, they get into the Seaway, and then they go to the either the Canadian side, or they come to the American side, whatever the situation might be. It's that's just another avenue. You know, people keep forgetting about the fact that our neighbors to the north actually do a lot of that stuff too. They actually don't hear about it, so they don't know about it.
Well, I used to work out of Detroit and do contract work in Halifax, and I actually overlooked the Bedford Basin where all the ships in World War II gathered for thing. But I could watch these container ships, and it takes at least 2 days to unload them.
Yeah, well, you're getting the smaller ones. The big ones take 3 to 5 days.
Oh, yeah. They're not that big. They're mainly Hapag-Lloyd, you know, out of
Germany. Right.
But anyway, I might see you Tuesday.
All right. Well, good.
And my regards to the professor. I enjoy him.
All right. Well, there you go. He just heard that. Okay. Thanks, Mike. You have a great day.
Okay. Bye.
All right. There you go. Now, I got a message here, a direct message from Lee in Tampa. The nefarious reading for the $600 reporting was to drive small businesses and banks out of business. Too expensive to ramp up for all that. That's probably true, Lee, but what they've done is they've taken the $600 transactions and they've made it into a $10,000 total at the end of 12 months. So do the math. You take $10,000 divided by 12, and it's $800 plus, about $825, $35 or something like that, Kyle.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what goes on. So now they've taken... They've taken the 600 and they've raised it up to 825 or 35 or whatever, and they're still going to report it. Now that's what you're not being told. They're schnookering you. They're lying to your face. And if you're not paying attention, folks, you're going to get had on this one. You got to call your congressmen and women and tell them stop the nonsense. Don't do this. We're going to vote you the hell out of office, and that's it. End of story. You better look for the unemployment line to find your next job, because we're not going to vote you back in. And mean it when you tell them.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And of course, all through the campaign, and even now, the president keeps saying anyone making under a $400,000 a year is not going to see their taxes.
Not true.
But this particular thing with the banks reporting is clearly designed to tax whatever they can, wherever they can.
Yep.
And it's going to include everybody. They're casting a wide net.
Yeah, you're so right. Okay, mortgage refinance rates have held their own, for now anyway, ahead of the predicted increases. And that's a good thing. And the one-family single dwellings are just, they're still hotter than a firecracker around the country.
Well, that's true. They may have seen a little bit of a drop, but the idea of it, I think a lot of people have refinanced, and of course, we're seeing some home prices, because people get resettled in and school starts and this kind of thing. But this is really something. I don't know if we're going to see it drop a whole lot more.
Yeah. And hey, Kyle, where's Hunter?
Well, he's counting his money from all of the paintings that he sold.
Well, you know, Congress has called on a special prosecutor for all that sort of stuff because they compare his art to something. It's not classical art. There we go. It's not classical art, something that's worth a whole bunch of money and people are willing to pay ridiculous sums for whatever reason, but we all know it's an influence peddling type deal to benefit the Biden family. I'm absolutely sure of that one. And Congressman Ken Buck from Colorado yesterday says we want a special prosecutor. He said that to Garland.
Well, right, exactly. Well, I mean, again, all the stuff with Hunter Biden, first it was, none of this is true. Then we start learning it's true, and this is going to be the same kind of thing.
And by the way, as talking about special prosecutors, John Durham, his investigation is reaching out a lot further than what all of us originally thought, especially after the indictment of Michael Sussman, one of the shadowy lawyers at the center of the false Alpha Bank story that targeted Donald Trump. That's the beginning of what we can see. And it looks like as if Fusion GPS and the DNC are also in the crosshairs of John Durham. There's more grand jury subpoenas that are out there. These guys, these Democrats, have got to be shaking in their freaking boots.
Well, they are. And the last thing they want is for all of this to really start unraveling right before people start looking at the 2022
it's
election.
It's going to, because the Democratic-backed groups and figures that spread the false allegations during the 2016 election, they're all being subpoenaed right now.
Well, exactly. So we know what went on in 2016. We're getting a clearer picture every day of what went on in 2020, and the people have had it.
Yep. And by the way, Attorney General Garland was asked whether or not Durham was going to continue, and he says, well, I think you can readily assume that his budget's already been approved, and we don't normally make a statement about those said things. He's going to be continuing his work.
Well, of course.
that's his words, not mine, so he had to bite the bullet on that one.
Yep. Exactly.
But Durham is branching out into places where the Democrats don't really want him snooping.
well, because he's following where the evidence leads.
Yeah. And the corrupt Democratic operatives that are out there, they're going to go to jail. Like it or not, they're going to go to jail about damn time.
Yep. Well, exactly.
I'll bet you this Sussman right now is going to wind up in jail for a while.
Yep. And, of course, what will they want? They'll want a pardon from Biden.
And they'll get it.
Yep. That's exactly right. But
they'll get it.
But the damage will be done in terms of what the perceptions are and how people feel about what's happening to our democracy.
Yeah, Donald Trump chimed in yesterday. He said it's so funny to watch the Biden administration to try to blame Trump for the fact that there are thousands of ships that can't be unloaded at any other time. But now it seems to be a very simple task. Nope, just like the border, just like Afghanistan, just like inflation, just like many other things that have gone so wrong for our country, it's the Biden administration that's at fault. The Biden administration. And we'll take a break with that, and we'll be coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. I got another classic song from a Canadian group there, Mike. You're going to like this. This is a Canadian group we're going to bring into the mix here. All right, Ron Edwards is going to take us to break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch. What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S.
USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Don and Donna. CowboyLogic.us, the website, CowboyLogic.us. Check them out. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there and become a member of their Drivers Club. Why? Because you're going to get points for the fuel you buy, for the food you buy, for the supplies you buy. And I just got my little notification that I got $5 in points. So I'm going to stop by and use the $5 in points at one of my favorite locations up here in a place called San Antonio, just north of Tampa on Interstate 75. All right, well, we're going to get started right now. The weather has changed. We'll tell you all about that. But we're going to get started right now with a group from Canada called the Guess Who? And this is American Woman.
¶¶
That's a Guess Who from Canada, and I believe that was 1970, the year in that one, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
Okay, and of course, that was a group, and when you look at them, they look kind of like they're brain dead, stand up on stage, but they might have all been smoked up at that time, because these guys looked like they might have been doing the deal, if you know what I mean.
Right.
All right, take it away with the weather out west. We have had a little bit of a change, especially where I'm going to go here, but go ahead.
Well, you know what, Captain? What we're looking here out west, what we're looking at here is this atmospheric river that's going to bring an inordinate amount of rain, of course, to the Pacific Northwest, also to Northern California, also reaching down into Southern California with what meteorologists are calling epic proportions, basically. So it is really going to be something to behold as we go through the weekend. We're also going to be looking at very heavy rain in a lot of the western United States, the Pacific Northwest, and again, Nevada as well. We're going to get snow up near Seattle. We're going to get rain and snow in some central parts of Oregon and down through parts of Northern California, down, it looks like, into the Yosemite Valley area and so forth. Also snow north of Boise in central Idaho. So it's just going to be a lot. So you're definitely going to want to be prepared if you're going across the highways and byways. Make sure that you may be able to find safe harbor in different places, because this is going to be, I think the technical term is, Captain, a humdinger.
Yeah, I've been through a couple of them in my life. All righty, well, here we go. We're going to start up in the northern part of the U.S. of A., because right up there along the Canadian and Minnesota border and Canadian and Michigan border, you've got some really cold temperatures up that way, not expected. And then coming across Wisconsin, Milwaukee, straight west over into Iowa and angling down into the southeastern corner of Nebraska, and then the northern part of Kansas, you've got a frost warning, you've got hard freeze warning for the central part of Nebraska, i.e. the east over to Des Moines, and then Des Moines north up by 35 right to the Minnesota line, all through that area, hard freeze. And the southwestern corner of Wisconsin as well, a hard freeze. The fog has increased its area now. Where it was last hour, it's now increased to where we're going to take you over to where the new area fog is. And it would be in central Alabama, running across I-20, I-85. And I-59, it looks like we definitely have got fog, pea soup fog in that area. Now, also taking a look down in along the Gulf, the fog has moved over again into New Orleans. So the right down by the bay, New Orleans over to about halfway across Louisiana around Baton Rouge. You're going to pick it up. You're going to have it all the way over there into Beaumont, Texas. It's going to be patchy around Houston. It's going to pick up again around Galveston. And it's going to go all the way down to the Mexican border. Heavy, dense fog. So be careful if you're going south tonight. Now, in the mountains of Tennessee and North Carolina, we have some unsettled weather conditions for today. It looks like we're going to get some big-time thunder boomers over in that area. So, Kyle, tell us about your show, how we can hear it.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can head on over to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, we'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. In the meantime, from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com. Here is Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
He's dead.
Yes, he is.
And I'm not going to be as graphic as I could be, but I think the critters got him.
Well,
because by what we're hearing in the description of the body.
I will say this, the decomposition seems to have happened probably a little bit faster than would have happened otherwise. So I guess that's the only way I can put it. But this has been confirmed by the dental records.
Yep.
So, now things are, I think things here at this point will look towards
the parents.
See what else they knew. There's something still quite suspicious about the parents and how they just sort of showed up there at the park and
yep.
Suddenly they find some evidence, and then there was other things that were found.
Yep.
I don't know. This whole thing is very strange.
Yeah, there's a lot of rumors about that they planted some stuff, but we don't know. So I can't say that with any certainty, but they're out there, so we'll see. But anyway, it's over with as far as looking for him. Now they just have to find out what it is that killed him, if they can do that, because the condition of the body was not very good, and I should say the body parts. We'll go that far with it. I won't go any further. He was in a swamp, and they did have some really big alligators in that swamp, and he was also in an area that was flooded.
Yeah, remember, we had a good bit of rain
yes.
at one point, and they haven't had much since. So the body, the skeletal remains were not necessarily intact either.
Right.
So,
yep.
I don't know.
Yeah, well,
we are where we are on this.
We'll just wait to find out what happens next. By the way, Alec Baldwin, for God's sakes, discharged a prop gun to kill the crew member on the set. Come to find out, it had live ammo in the gun.
That one's a little on the weird side, isn't it?
Yeah. What a dope. I mean, anybody with a weapon knows that you check it first to make sure that there's nothing that's not supposed to be in it. You know what I mean? I guess they didn't do the job. All right, hold that thought. We'll be back with that and more coming back. Don't forget, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. And, of course, we welcome you to opine, if you would care to, either by the website or by calling us or by sending us a Facebook message, whatever works for you. All right, I'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, too. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.